Mesechus Maaseros, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei, 3-5. We've said that if one is intending to bring produce home, so then simply Gemar Malacha, finishing the processing of the produce in the field, is not sufficient. He has to also bring it to his home before the absolute requirements to take Maaseros before eating even a rye kicks in. We've also said that once it arrives in the Chatzer, one's courtyard, assuming that that's where he intends to bring it to, he wants to bring it to the courtyard on his way home, at that point, that would also, the chatzer would also now establish the requirements to tithe. However, not all chatzeros, all courtyards, do necessitate the taking of tithes. It has to be that the courtyard functions as if it is his home. And if a courtyard has the essential features of a home, so it's essentially, it is his home. It's just an extension of his home, let's say without a roof, so to speak. So in this mission, we discuss exactly what constitutes the essential feature of a home that makes it a home that now necessitates the taking of tithes. And basically, we'll have four shittas, but they break down to two different categories. Either the point is that the essential feature of a home is that it affords security, or that it affords privacy. And the Mishnah says here, Ezu chatzer shi chayevas b'maisras. What is the courtyard that requires the taking of tithes absolutely before eating, even a rye? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Chatzer Hatzuris. If it's a courtyard like the courtyards they have in Tyre, Tyre is a city in Lebanon, modern-day Lebanon, Tsur, and so the Tyrian courtyard is one that has a guard stationed at its entrance. Shekelim Nishmarim Besocha. In such a courtyard, if one leaves his belongings inside the courtyard, they're protected because the guard protects them. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, the essential feature of a home is that it provides security. You can leave your things there without it having been fear of being taken. And a courtyard that has a similar type of feature would also necessitate the taking of tithes. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol she'echad posech v'echad noel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the essential feature is the one has security that he and he alone can determine the doors being locked and unlocked. That is to say, if there are two different homes living in the chatzer, then each resident will have his own key, and therefore just because Mr. A locked the chatzer door at night doesn't mean that Mr. B can't open it. And says Rabbi Kiva, if you can't be sure that you're the one who determines when the doors are locked or unlocked, then it's not a home, and therefore it wouldn't have the obligations of tithing. That's what it says again inside. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol she'echad poseach, if one person can open the door, ve'echad noel, and a second person can lock the door, then Petura, that kind of chatzer, that kind of courtyard is exempt from tithing requirements. Those are two that focus sort of on the security. Rabbi Nehemiah, and the next two will focus mostly on the privacy angle. Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Kol she'ein adam bosh me'le'echol besocha, chayeves. Any courtyard which affords the privacy that one can do, you know, private affairs, the kind of thing one wouldn't do in the public eye, like, for example, eat. As we've said before, in the time of the Mishnah, people did not eat in the public space. They ate only in a private space. So if a person could eat in his courtyard and not be embarrassed of eating there, meaning he feels that he has that sufficient privacy, at that point, chayavas, such a courtyard necessitates the taking of tithes. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shenichnas la ve'ein Omer ma'ata mevakesh petura. Rabbi Yossi says, any courtyard that doesn't have the sufficient privacy, that if a person would walk in, someone would question him and say, hey, what are you doing here? What do you want? Matam avakesh, what do you do? What do you want here? If a courtyard doesn't have that level of privacy that people can be queried if they come in where they don't belong, then Petura, such a courtyard, is exempt from tithing. It's not like a home, and therefore one would be exempt from tithes. The halacha is going to follow all four of those shitas l'chumra. Meaning if a courtyard does any of those four things, since we're not sure who the halacha follows, at that point, food that comes in such a courtyard on purpose would be required to be tithed. Rabbi Yehuda is going to basically latch on to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita was, if you're not the only person who can lock the doors to the chatzer, then it's not a private chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda just is going to add a special case, which is if you have a chatzer where there's an inner resident, and the inner resident, you know, he'll be able to lock his own door, and an outer resident, meaning that the inner resident will have to walk through the outer resident's property to get out. So then in such a chatzer, we'll say the inner guy, his chatzer is totally his and his alone, because he alone owns the key to that, and therefore the inner courtyard would be one which necessitates taking of tithes, but the outer courtyard, since both the inner and outer residents both have keys, would be exempt from the necessity to take tithes before eating a rye. And that's what the Mishnah says. Inside, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu, if you have two courtyards, one within the other, Hapinimis Chayeves, the inner one is obligated to the taking of tithes, V'chitzona, but the outer one, Petura, remains exempt from taking of tithes.